CU Boulder yesterday hosted the grand opening of the Center for African and African American Studies, known as the CAUSE for short. It's the first initiative to center and focus Black and African diaspora students at Colorado's flagship university. The event drew a standing room only crowd to its new space in the Mackey Auditorium building and featured speeches and performances from CAUSE members, its student founders, and the student body. Dr. Raylan Rabaka is the director of the CAUSE.
This center has three program areas. We have a research program, right? We have a arts program, and we obviously have a student services program. And so we want to feature some of the art here. And so next, I would like to bring to the stage Hope Scott Labode.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming out tonight and showing your support for something historic here at CU Boulder. What I have prepared for you today is a graduation speech I hopefully get to do this May. I hope you enjoy. Class of 2023. Been saying that since youngins, you and me. I was sitting here writing this so stuck on what to say to y'all. The 4 years of buildup, and I still couldn't fit it all. But I hope that what I prepare for you, you listen to, because I got a lot of information I want to spit to you. See, 2023, you ask me? What do we show, and what does that mean to me? But I'm going to tell you what I can see. I can see strength and power, our confidence as big as the Eiffel Tower. I see pride and joy. I'm confident they cannot destroy. Now, something I realized a minute ago was that we've been living in this survival mode. We choose to stay in places that bring comfort without the understanding that if we left that zone, we might heal that dome. Tupac told me one time to avoid the school-to-prison pipeline, but to me, that's not all he meant. Stay with me. With all the negativity the world sets up for the ones underneath the wealthy, you still are capable and visually manageable to handle every single thing life gambles. See, I like to think in another lifetime I was a queen. But in this lifetime, I am my own king. To my success and progress, making my independence never digress from this thing I call life. Now it's time to get personal. Call me real if you will. I don't want to get deep, but man, this road is real steep. We have marched, walked out, spoken up, yelled, and have had moments of silence to fight for our lives. And I'm not here to tell you that it's over. But I do believe we're the generation that plans to turn it over. With that comes pressure that gets wetter the deeper you go. But class of 23, we're the unstoppable, and they know. Our skin is not a weapon. Our minds are not a game. Your gender is not a joke, and your body does not deserve blame. You are an abundance of light when you walk into a room, and your words carry power as if they're a typhoon. See, I don't know your plan, and I can't read your mind, but it's okay to be scared, and it's okay to be fine. This year didn't start off easy for a lot of us. And something I realize is that grief and loss are emotions so generous they feel dangerous, creating a genesis of uneasy handling, which can cause you to believe your vulnerability is never landing. But here's some advice to the ones who are always understanding. Careful how you plant your seeds before you water them. Make sure you carry yourself high. Make sure to condemn those who don't respect your gem. Feelings are supposed to be felt. How else can they be dealt? Take the space and time you need for yourself. This life is only lived by oneself. Be accepting of your past, and don't let things you can't control harass. You don't need others to make you feel valuable, but please, all I ask is stay fashionable. As I leave here today, graduating, as I walk away, I want to say thank you to those who have built my virtues as I'm growing into a better person for you to get used to. We have walked through fire, rain, and air, and nothing can compare to the desires, brains, and millionaires I can manifest on this large quest. I'm proud to say I know you, class of 2023, but it's my time to go make history, and all of you just made a victory. Thank you.
That was CU Boulder senior Hope Scott-Labote speaking at yesterday's grand opening of the Center for African and African American Studies.